I feel as though it's simply human nature to try and improve yourself. I think a lot of individuals try to improve themselves by gaining experience, whether this be through travel or trying new things, because it ultimately leads to an understanding of other people's perspectives.
And this understanding of other people's perspectives, it really allows for larger groups of people with different opinions and diverse backgrounds to coexist well and reduce conflict in the world.
Exactly. Yet, gaining these experiences and understanding is definitely totally up to an individual. This is where the power of choice comes in.
Yeah, people can choose to try new things or just to stay inside their comfort bubble.
Did you say comfort bubble?
Yeah. I think of a comfort bubble as like where people grew up, the people they were surrounded with, the culture they were accustomed to, and just simply a place they are comfortable with.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I understand. So basically it's just a comfort zone. No matter what you call it, I feel like it's really important for people to just push their boundaries.
Yeah, but unfortunately I've seen many people, including myself, restricting themselves from experiencing things and just staying inside these sort of comfort zones.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. I've witnessed that too, and I've experienced it myself. This leads us well into today's topic, though, where we'll be discussing how experience, choice, and happiness are all really closely related. Not only are we excited to share our own thoughts, but we have a few guest speakers who will bring in their perspectives on the topic as well. My name is Ember.
And my name is Sophia, and welcome to our podcast,
Outside the Bubble.
Let's pop on over to our first interview.
We have Abraham and Natalie being interviewed by Valeria. They will be starting us off by discussing the power of choice.
Hello, I'm Natalie.
I'm Abraham.
And I'm Valeria.
And we're going to be discussing the power of choice.
So Natalie, what are some choices you made that have taken your life in a totally different path that you would have thought of?
So about 2 years ago, I moved to California from a small town in Utah. And I grew up in Utah my whole life, but I was born in California. I also lived here in third grade. So on my first day of high school, the culture shock was insane. But overall, my parents gave me the choice to move here, and that's what I picked because I wanted to come to a better high school. At the high school I would have went to, there are no AP classes, maybe a few honors classes, I'm not really sure. But compared to here, where I'm planning to take 4 AP classes in the next 2 years, and I've been taking honors classes for the past 2 years. I obviously have a lot more opportunities, and I'm probably going to be able to get into a really good college because of my grades from this high school. So moving here really changed my life and how I thought I would have grown up.
Have you made a choice you were apprehensive about, but it resulted in a positive way?
Yeah, with this choice of moving here, I was really scared because although I'd lived here before, coming into high school was a totally different experience, and I don't think anyone really remembered me when I moved back here, so I basically started all over. But once I got here, I made a lot of new friends, and I'm doing really good. I honestly can't imagine how different my life would have been if I still lived in Utah. I feel like coming here, I made so many friends, and I was open to way more different opportunities than I would have been in Utah. Abraham, how does understanding lend to happiness on a larger scale?
So a couple years ago, my mom told me about a story of one of her friends that was a lesbian. She couldn't fully come out to her parents because they were really religious, and she was eventually forced to marry a guy. And I just think it's hard for me to see people living a lie because other people can't understand them and like what they are. So Valeria, why is the ability to choose so essential in your life?
The power of choice to me was so important this year. I could have made the wrong choice, but I did choose the right choice, which led me to a good path. This year, I gained new experiences that resulted in getting involved with the community, but this was my choice to whether or not succeed throughout life and exceed the way to happiness. I opened up to new clubs and activities to gain new experiences, and this led me to a great journey in my life. It helped me accomplish personal goals as well in gaining happiness with friends and classmates through this club. It made me take the right choices in life, as well as to choose to take the opportunity of being club president. This could have gone a different path if I would have said no, but the power of choice teach me to open up to new opportunities in life in order to make new experiences in the future and discover happiness at a different stage. The power of choice was so impactful in my life, still is, as to the matter to pick the right choice or not when it leads to good paths.
All right, so we know that choices lead to many different experiences. So now Casey and Addie will be talking about how these different experiences affect your life.
And today we're going to be talking about comfort challenges. So why should people participate in comfort challenges?
People should participate in comfort challenges because it opens up one's eyes to working with a new set of people, whether it's in sports, workspaces, or friendships, or even traveling. And it allows people to gain new perspectives, ideas, or cultures that are different than your own. And it really allows people to experience new environments, new friends, and push their boundaries and step outside of their bubble. So, Addie, I know that you play sports. And has sports ever led you to have to take an experience or something you might have been uncomfortable with?
Yeah, so this past couple of months, one day I just decided to try out for a lacrosse team that was for a national tournament, and I was really scared because I didn't know any of the girls playing or trying out, and I just didn't really know the outcome. But I ended up making the team, and
it was good.
Pretty cool.
So this experience turned out good. What were some of the results from it?
Yeah, so I just participated in the tournament actually this past weekend in Maryland, and I think it was really inspiring because I got to play with girls who have a lot more experience than me and have a lot more skills. So it taught me to push my limits and play the best that I can to improve.
Then traveling from Maryland for lacrosse, I can only assume there are cultural differences. Were there any that you noticed?
There was actually a pretty big difference between the East Coast girls and the West Coast girls. The East Coast girls like play more collectively together, while the West Coast just kind of drives to goal. So I think it was pretty cool to adapt to their way of playing and challenge ourselves, yeah.
Oh, that sounds so interesting.
So I have traveled a lot internationally. Have you ever traveled anywhere where you got to experience the culture?
Yeah, so actually maybe 3 years ago when I was in seventh grade, my family and I traveled to the south of France, and that was my first time out of the country. And the south of France is a lot like SoCal where I'm from, so I actually didn't notice any cultural differences, or I just didn't open up my eyes to them. But this past year in November, my mom and I took a second trip to France, and we went to Paris, and that's when I really noticed big differences in our culture, and I noticed the importance of their language and everything about their ways of life that are different from mine.
That's really cool. So how has this inspired you?
This past trip has inspired me to take a French class over the summer because I was so interested from this experience that I wanted to gain more knowledge on their culture and language. So I've traveled to France, you've traveled to Maryland. Are there any places in the future you want to travel?
I actually really want to try out to go to Spain as well as other Spanish-speaking countries because I do take Spanish in school, so I think it'd be pretty cool to actually put that to use.
Cool. And what has traveling taught you about yourself?
Well, since both of us have lived in Carlsbad our entire lives, traveling really does take us out of our bubble to like open our eyes to new cultures, lifestyles. And we wouldn't be aware of it at all if we didn't have these experiences. So I think experiences can really improve us as a person to help discover ourselves and be grateful for what we have.
I definitely agree. Okay, let's bring it back together with the group to discuss why these previously mentioned ideas are so important in one's own life and why they really matter.
It's weird how choices are something that we make in everyday life. But when we're asked to talk about our choices, it becomes really hard to remember what our choices are. And I think that really shows that in the moment, things can be hard to decide, but in the end, we are happy and we don't realize how much the choices affect us and shape us and our path of our lives.
I really think that choice is just very natural, and it's something you like hardly even think about. So when it happens, you don't realize how much larger of an impact it will have, because in the moment it's just something as small as a choice.
Sometimes people just make these choices out of the blue without even realizing what it's going to signify for them, for their lives. So it's important to think through, how is this going to affect me? Is it going to impact me positively?
I just think that like it's really important to realize that all of your decisions do make an impact on your life. Like Addie was saying, like your little everyday decisions, like they do matter and they do snowball. Yeah, and like that's an example of how people's opinions can like influence your personal choices, but I think like it could also impact everyone on a larger scale. Like for example, when people are like brought up in a certain like household that really preaches a certain religion to them, they don't necessarily always get like the choice of like that religious freedom and like deciding what they want because they're taught like something's correct from birth. And I think that that can like cause like a lot of conflict overall in society when people are like closed off to new experiences and ideas.
When the people aren't given the choice to what experiences they want to obtain, it causes division, whether it's political or like what Ember mentioned, religious. That's why it's so important that everyone has the ability to make their choice to gain the experiences that allow them to have their opinion or what they truly want or what they truly believe instead of what was imposed on them.
Making choices also gives you like independence in a way. So when that independence is stripped away from you, it angers people, or like it's just not fair to.
Going into that, I think there's a big risk when it comes to choice. It can either lead into a positive or negative effect, but either way, you're learning from your choice, and so that's where the experience comes in.
I agree, and I think that people need to participate in experiences just so they can learn from their mistakes. And I think it's really important people to learn from their mistakes, not only for themselves, but they can teach other people, and that's another thing that can bring society together.
Yeah, it ultimately just leads to unhappiness.
Yeah.
Like, that's another way that choice and happiness are closely related, because when you're given more choices, you tend to decide to do things that make you happy.
Them to understand other people, they allows them to understand others' ideology or whatever they believe in, which creates a more universal happiness when people can say, I understand your opinion, but I still believe my own, and just build off of that to create happiness.
So today we've had some really great discussions about how choice, happiness, and experience all relate to each other and are often the result of one another. Just to recap, what are some of the main points from today, Sophia?
Well, the choices we make really lead to different experiences, and that affects how we live our life. But it's really up to us as individuals to try new things.
Yeah, well, it is mostly up to everyone to make these choices. Sometimes, actually a lot of times, people are influenced by other people's opinions and ideas, and therefore the choices they make are also influenced.
And when people are influenced in this way, then it really isn't them making their own decisions.
That's exactly why it's so important for people to make choices for themselves.
Exactly, because it's your own life.
Yeah. But our discussions from today also apply to the world on a larger scale, as we discussed.
Yeah, we talked about how when people make the choice to experience new things, this often leads them to gaining other perspectives.
Yeah, exactly. And more importantly, when you gain these other perspectives, you respect people more and you gain an understanding, and it can really lead to an overall coexistence of people.
And I think that's the most important thing to take away from today's discussion. Choice and experience can all lead to coexistence and an overall just happier society and world.
Yeah, exactly. Happiness is truly one of the most important choices an individual can make for themselves and everyone else at the same time.
Just remember that happiness is your choice.
Thank you, and we will see you next time on Outside the Bubble.